This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. A couple of weeks ago, I was able to enlist the assistance of a high school student to help shoot videos for me. Part one of a two-part series came out last week with my friend and arborist, Faith Applequist of Tree Quality. I have a few things going on in my yard that I needed someone who has more knowledge of trees to give me some advice on. First up was a sugar maple that has a long, large, decaying hole in the middle of it. Through the city I live in, which is redoing my streets next year, I have the opportunity to get a rain garden installed on the city's dime. But I have this maple tree that would have to go. While it has that issue, I wanted to be certain that its life was short before I decided to have the city remove it. I thought it might have been struck by lightning, but Faith pointed out that it was planted poorly. How could she tell? Partly because there's no root flare at the surface of the ground. The oblong decay is a sign, and there are signs in the leaves that they're not getting the nutrients they need. While I'm happy to be able to get a rain garden, I'm really not happy to see this tree go. This is another huge reminder to plant appropriately. We moved on to my red maple. Faith explains what the tree should look like and how to raise the canopy so the tall person mowing the lawn isn't bumping their head every time they run the mower underneath. The good news is you can clearly see the great root flare. The canopy should actually start closer to 8 feet up. Right now, it's at 5 feet. Typically, the lower branches are removed over time, but at a younger age than mine is, so they're more manageable. However, they can still be removed, but the pruning cut is critical. It's important to cut just past the branch collar. You'll see what she's talking about in the video, which is on GardenBite.com. Check out my website for lots more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.